Good morning, praise God.
Yes,
it is good to be in the house of God. Kindly open our Bible and let us read Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to thy mercy, remember thou for me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me. I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all the good things we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for eternal life. We have in Jesus for the trials, problems that we're passing through, to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solution for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess, renounce our sins, cleanse us, and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, so we can come to you today to worship you and serve you, Lord. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you answer us.
Yes.
Lord, make a way and help us, and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them, help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite to implement your word in the life of their family. We pray, Lord, for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignments well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibilities and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them to the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. We pray also, Lord, that you will help all the single parents in our church and aid them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due for you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others, how to work diligently, that our light shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our fathers in heaven. Lord, bless the work of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we are promoting you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. We come against all power of darkness against them and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you out, your demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the street, villages, market, accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their heart to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from all their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you alone, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church and other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church, to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church clinic, the church banking, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them, to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. And we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Let us pray for our worship. Lord, we pray for our worship today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord, sing praises unto him. Thank you.
tongue confess that you are Lord of all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, by the blood of Christ we stand. Every tongue, every tribe, every people, every land, giving glory, giving honor, giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, Lamb of God.
Yes, O Lord God, you are the Lamb that was slain, O Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we come together in this place, honoring you and worshiping you. And we believe we are not the only people worshiping you at this very moment, but every people, every tongue, every tribe, even the angels worship with us. We thank you and we honor you. You are our rock, you are our refuge, you are our master and king, O Lord Jesus Christ. As shelter in the time of storm, he is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Rock of Ages.
Commitment, oh God, we will always put our trust in you, for in your hands things are assured, oh Lord, that all things will work together for good for us, whom you have loved and whom you have called according to your purpose.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly you are a rock, a refuge for us, oh Lord, in time of storm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No one can be compared to you, oh Lord Jesus. There's none like you who have loved us beyond measure. Thank you for that love, Lord.
Search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
There is none like you.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart.
Giving thanks to you, honoring you, and worshiping you at this very moment, be a token of our thanksgiving and honor to you, Lord God, for what you have done and what you are still going to do in our lives. We thank you, Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus, that even in a whisper of prayer, you are there to answer us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ, O Lord Jesus. In your arms, O Lord, we take the shield. In your arms, O Lord, we find a solid place, O Lord, that we will rest assured that we are safe and secure. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for answering the prayer and fasting, O Lord, offered to you. May they would be a token of sacrifice, O Lord, offered to you and honoring your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now take our offering and first fruit to God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, that he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your heavenly Father, a gracious God who gave everything we need. Lord, as we give what is due for you, our tithes and offering and first fruit, bless the work of our hands, increase our salaries, promote us and sustain us by opening the windows of heaven upon us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, bless this money, Lord, to help the church and reaching the lost and help who in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us continue our worship to God and listen to his word. I'm reading the message of Dr. Ramis. The title is God's Calling Requirements, Part 25, Friendship with God, Part 4. In John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15, in King James Version, John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have known unto you. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that this word of yours will spread your love to your people by your church as one mind and unity to serve you. Lord, speak to us and anoint my lips to deliver it clearly, your word to enlighten the mind of your people, that you are our friend and to all the people whom all laboring and suffering for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, and praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Did the early church observe friendship? Did the apostles recommended friendship inside the church as in the world? Or they taught the principles of God's word to build the right relationship inside the body of Christ? The scriptures is good resource for us to answer these questions and to learn good and practical things to apply in our lives and ministry unto the Lord. Number one, Apostle Paul. In Romans chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. Romans chapter 16, verses 5 to 12 in King James Version. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplias, my beloved in the Lord. Salute, Urbain, our helper in Christ, and Eustachius, my beloved. Salute, Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute, Herodion, my kinsmen. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tarpeina and Tarposa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Phrases, which labored much in the Lord. Apostle Paul here used my well-beloved, my beloved, or the beloved, in describing his faithful brethren and workers in the Lord. This Greek word for beloved is agapetos, which means esteemed, dear, or worthy of love. Amen. So we use them, the term beloved, when the brethren are beloved by God and our Lord Jesus Christ, as they are dear, highly esteemed, and worthy of love to God and to Christ. Amen. Let us review some of those who describe by Paul as beloved. Romans chapter 16, verse 5. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. Epaphroditus was the first convert in Achaia, and his response to the message of the gospel had helped much the mission of God that Paul was doing. And sure, his conversion had brought others to Christ. So we should be attracted to the testimony of others who give their lives to the Lord mm-hmm. and start to serve him with us. Such brethren will be our beloved. Hallelujah. Letter B, salute the beloved Phrases, which labored much in the Lord. It was in Romans chapter 16, verse 12. Phrases worked very hard in the Lord. That is why Paul linked her name with the word beloved. Such brethren who work hard in the Lord and to support the ministry will be our beloved. The same things you can find in another writings of Paul in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Luke was a Gentile disciple, and he was the companion of Paul in preaching the gospel and on his many journeys. He was a physician and the author of the books of Luke and Acts in the New Testament. In one occasion, Paul mentioned to Timothy that in certain period of his life in ministry, the only person who were beside him was Luke. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me for the ministry. Beloved are those who stay beside us and support us for the cause of gospel of Christ Amen. As we endeavor to reach the lost. Those who remain with us for the cause of Christ, while others had left us, they are beloved of Christ and ours. Yes. Inside the church and ministry, there is no way for worldly friendship and the worldly relationship. Instead, there is the word of God that everyone should conduct himself according to and to live to serve in the fear of the Lord. Paul loved and honored his faithful co-workers who were serving the Lord wholeheartedly with him in the ministry and in leading, administering, and laboring in the church of God. In the same way, we honor our faithful co-workers who are serving the Lord wholeheartedly with us in the ministry, in leading, in administering, and laboring in the congregation of the Church of God. Philemon chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Philemon was a fellow laborer with Paul in the ministry of the Church of God, that he deserved to be called our dearly beloved. Nowadays, churches, they use the word friends to admire and pamper one another, but without observing to whom and for what the Word of God used, socialization, food gatherings, and friendship inside the church will introduce corruption. favoritism, emotions, and injustices. Ministry is not about trips, safaris, journeys, or exploration, food or parties, mutual benefits, and condoning one another, but instead is laboring and suffering for Christ. Good number, they use the word friend or friends to describe people who are giving finances to support the ministry, even if they are not showing commitment to God's word or to his church. Paul never used the word beloved in such contexts. Let the same be for us, that we use the word beloved to describe those who are laboring for God's church and ministry. Laboring for God's church and ministry is the goal for each and every worker that he or she needs to achieve as beloved to God and to Christ. Number two, Apostle James. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity of God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James condemned friendship with the world, and he make it clear that if the friendship of the world and its principles would be introduced in the life of the people of God in his church, that would build enmity with God. James used the word brethren to describe his relationship with the rest of the members of the body of Christ, as you can read here in James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The Greek word for brethren is adelphos. The meaning of brethren here is being brethren to Jesus, as Paul described Jesus being the first fruits, the first who raised from the dead among many brothers. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. James chapter 2, verse 1, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. James made it clear that God has no respect to man. So in this, he affirmed that there are no more worldly principles of friendship inside the body of Christ. In this way, he eliminated favoritism, injustice, and corruption inside the members of the Church of God. Therefore, those who are friends with Jesus, they are indeed our brethren. Number three, Apostle John. Let us read the third letter of John and 3 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. 3 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The elder unto well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified with the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy testified of the truth that is in thee. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey after a goodly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore owe to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deed which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither that he himself received the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, But he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius had good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record. And you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee, greet the friends by name. What John used is beloved and friends in describing his faithful brethren and workers in the Lord, who are walking in the truth and who aid the brethren who went forth to bring the message of God to the lost. 3 John chapter 1, verse 1, the elder unto well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Apostle John, the writer of the epistle, wrote to the well-beloved Gaius. Gaius lived in some places near to Ephesus, for the apostle in his old age proposed to come and to see him shortly. 3 John chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Gaius was well beloved of God. Having received the grace of God, his soul was saved, walking in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. For all the brethren that knew him were aware that he was faithful, and that is why he was well beloved by Apostle John. 3 John chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Apostle John wished him prosperity in state and good health for his body when he wrote to him, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. It was in John chapter 1, verse 2. In the same way, we wish the same prosperity in state and good body health to our beloved brethren in the Lord, who walk faithfully with the Lord and honestly serve him and the ministry of God. 3 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 6. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey after a goodly sort, thou shalt do well. Gaius was of a good testimony and a good witness, being faithful in his doing and service to the brethren and to the strangers. Gaius, it seems, he had the same measure in dealing with the brethren and the strangers. He was giving charity, service, and support to those who are doing the work of God without favoritism and with a pure heart and motive. For Gaius was supporting even the brethren who were strangers to him that he did not know before. And he was doing that because they are taking their initiative to reach out the Gentiles and bring the gospel to them. In 3 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 8, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Gaius was supporting those people who were honest in their mission and who went forth to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles and who were not receiving any support from the Gentiles. Apostle John was saluting Gaius for his support and his charity to such people who were serving the Lord faithfully. But Apostle John was sad about Diotrephes, who was opposite to Gaius. It was in 3 John chapter 1, verse 9, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Who was selfish, proud of himself, and refused to receive Apostle John, when he refused to receive the brethren who were recommended by the Apostle John to be helped. Further, Diotrephes spoke non-correct things about Apostle John and expelled the brethren who obeyed the instruction and received the brethren who recommended by the apostles to be received and health. Therefore, Apostle John decided to rebuke him when he will be there. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 10, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deed, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither that he himself received the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Apostle John told Gaius, and is telling us today, not to follow such bad example. 3 John chapter 1, verse 11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. In addition to the good example of beloved Gaius, Apostle John gave another good example to follow. The example of Demetrius, as he said in 3 John chapter 1, verse 12. Demetrius had good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. Now, we are aware what kind of people we call brethren and beloved, to whom we need to help and to support. Apostle John ended his letter in this way. 3 John chapter 1, verse 14. Peace be to thee, our friends, salute thee, greet the friends by name. The Greek word for friends is phelos, and we had clearly explained that those who are friends with Jesus Christ, based on the criteria of the friendship with him, they are our friends and our beloved as well. There are friends who are friends with Jesus, with Apostle John, and with Gaius. The same for us, that we need to have friends with Jesus with us today. My dear and beloved, meditate on the message and apply the principles of God's word into your life as you are willing to serve him in his church, and to do your best to be called a beloved and friend according to the standards of God's will. Learn from the various examples and the scriptures that are enlisted in the message. Meditate and see how the message can be a practical one in your life. God calls you to be his friend and beloved. Therefore, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and no more to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to apply the following principles that we learn from the scriptures in this message, and find out who our true brethren, beloved friends, and find out what you need to do toward them. True friends and beloved have a good testimony who give their lives to the Lord and start to serve him. True friends and beloved of Jesus are diligent to reach the lost. True friends and beloved are our brethren who work hard in the Lord to support the ministries of God. Amen. True friends and beloved are those who stay beside us and support us for the cause of gospel of Christ as we endeavor to reach the lost. Those who remain with us for the cause of Christ, while the others have left us, they are the true friends and beloved of Christ and ours. True friends and beloved of Jesus are humble people, and they are not after position, recognition, or prestige, but they have discernment to help and serve those who move to serve the Lord. True friends and beloved of Jesus who would not act based on relationship, based on emotion, or based on benefit, favoritism, injustice, or corruption, but they would act based on the principles of God's word and conduct themselves according to and live and serve in the fear of the Lord. True friends and beloved of Jesus are our faithful co-workers who are serving the Lord wholeheartedly with us in the ministry, in leading, in administering, and laboring in the congregation of God, Church of God. Ministry is not about trips, journeys, safaris, or explorations, food or parties, mutual benefits, and condoning one another. Instead, is laboring and suffering for Christ. Amen. Laboring for God's church in ministry is the goal for each and every worker that he or she need to achieve as beloved and friend to God and to Christ. True friends and beloved of God are true people who stand beside you as you stand for God and serve Him in reaching the lost. True friends and beloved of Jesus will not give trouble to the Lord nor add a further burden to the brethren who are Christ's beloved and friends. We wish prosperity in state and good body health to our beloved brethren in the Lord who walk faithfully with the Lord and honestly serve Him and the ministries of God. We give charity, service, help, and support to those who are doing the work of God without favoritism, who are honest, having a pure heart and pure motive, and we treat them and consider them our friends and beloved. Let us pray and let us stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, let us repent and renounce our sins. Confess your sins now to the Lord. Lord, I repent of the following sins. Renounce the sins of being selfish, the sin of seeking your own benefits, the sin of being boastful, the sin of not helping and supporting the true friends and the beloved who do the work and the service of God, the sin of having friends who are not friends of Jesus. Renounce the sin of following your emotions and taking decisions based on your feelings. Renounce the sin of unwillingness to reach the lost, the sin of wrong motive, the sin of speaking bad against those who do the work of God. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me. Lord, I am coming back to you and I want to be renewed by your word and to live my life according to your will in holiness and purity. Cleanse me, Lord, and build me according to your word and to your will. Lord, I pray that you will provide all my needs. Lord, I pray for my brother and sisters who commit themselves to live and do your word in this message. Lord, give them more faith and trust in you. Lord Jesus, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be similar to you in character and attitude, and that people will see you through their lives. Lord, I pray that you raise up more people among us who are friends and beloved of yours. Lord, give us more discernment to see and recognize those who are friends and beloved of yours, so we will consider them our friends and beloved as well.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for us as a church. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go and evangelize and make new disciples. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant more Bible study groups and more congregation for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.